movie that was going to revitalize the Marvel Universe. And it was delayed, and it was one of the movies that was just continually getting delay after delay after delay. At this point, I was still pretty hopeful that it was going to have a strictly theatrical release, and it was scheduled to come out on May 7th. And just yesterday, Marvel came out and announced that Black Widow will be releasing on Disney Plus and in theaters at the same time on July 9th. And that in order to watch Disney, in order to watch Black Widow, it will be a $30 premium access fee. They did the same thing with Mulan, and they did the same thing most recently with Raya and the Last Dragon.
And well, we'll never do that again. We paid for Mulan. Mm-hmm. And frankly, for $30, you can wait another, what, 60 days?
90 days, yeah, and then it'll drop on Disney Plus.
I mean, and Mulan was, you know, it was good.
I enjoyed it, so you did it to appease me. That's the truth.
I did it to appease you.
Because I like the kind of the fight dance and that whole thing, and I enjoyed it. And it was nice to see it in our home.
And I have to admit, watching Scarlett Johansson in a sprayed-on costume, there's a lot to be said about that. But it is a young people.
I live with this, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you say who the weather was brought to you by?
Yeah, the weather was brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. I thought I did, but 365-3793. Robert, okay, so jumped right into your flow there.
So the other movie that was pushed... Well, not push back, but rather it's going to release on the same day in theaters, Disney Plus, same day, for a $30 fee is Cruella, which was a new Emma Stone movie coming out that was a film, a live-action film, simply focused on Cruella de Vil that takes place in the 101 Dalmatians universe. That one, May 28th, same day, theatrical and Disney Plus, premium access fee for $30. Now, there is another movie, Luca, which is a new Disney Pixar movie that will be coming to Disney Plus, but at no extra cost. It will not have a theatrical release, but it will operate very much like Soul, where it will be on Disney Plus for free, and you will not have to pay a $30 fee in order to watch it.
What is Luca?
Luca is an animated movie. The plot is pretty vague, as they often are with these Disney Pixar movies. But it is a Pixar movie, which means it was made from the sector of Disney that made Soul and Inside Out and Finding Nemo. The plot is, in a beautiful seaside town on the Italian Riviera, two young boys experience an unforgettable summer filled with gelato, pasta, and endless scooter rides. But all the fun is threatened by a deeply held secret. They are sea monsters from another world just beyond the water surface. Yeah.
That sounds like adults can watch that, too, and probably get that. There's always seems to be a little tongue-in-cheek humor in Disney films these days.
And that's what, you know, Pixar is known for, is the ability for adults to enjoy it on top of kids. With this press release, they also announced that quite a few movies were getting pushed back. Free Guy, which is a Ryan Reynolds movie where he discovers he's in a video game, will be coming out August 13th now in a theatrical release only. Shang-Chi, which is a new Marvel movie, is releasing on September 3rd, also scheduled for just a theatrical release. And then The King's Man, which is the next upcoming Kingsman movie, December 22nd.
That's a sequel.
Right.
Like number three, isn't it?
Number three, yeah.
Right.
And then the Death on the Nile, which is a Kenneth Branagh movie,
okay,
will be coming out in February in 2022. So with that, the theatrical releases that are still set for theatrical release but are in August and September, I would not be surprised if Disney Plus tries to do the same thing where they release it and say $30 on Disney Plus and in theaters on the same day. I would not be surprised if they try to do that. Now, in that world of, you know, streaming services and movie theater relationships, Regal actually made pretty big headway this week. They made a deal with HBO Max and Warner Brothers in order to not have the films release on HBO Max and in theaters the same day. Because you know that happened this year where they said, okay, Godzilla vs. Kong, in theaters, HBO Max, same day. The Little Things, in theaters, HBO Max, same day. And that was going to be their thing for the entire year. And a lot of people were fearing that that was going to be HBO Max's regular thing and that it was going to push movie theaters out. What Regal and Warner Brothers agreed on was shortening the theater to streaming window from what is normal 90 days to 45 days.
Okay.
So what that means is when a movie comes out in theaters, it has a 90-day window where it cannot release on streaming services, where it cannot release for rental, where it cannot release on Blu-ray, and then after those 90 days, it's allowed to do so. So what Regal did was shorten that window to 45 days for Warner Brothers in order to keep the movies coming in theaters. And similarly, Paramount Plus, which is Paramount's big effort to get into the streaming world, said that they were going to do Mission Impossible, the seventh one, and A Quiet Place Part 2 with a 45-day window as well. So what we're seeing is a lot of people moving towards this 45-day window, and I wouldn't be surprised if that becomes the new normal considering
what we've been through.
Right, and what this year has done to movie theaters
and
entertainment
services. Period. Yeah. All right, so did you see, we want to do this before we take a break, Robert. Carl and I experienced the movie Tenet. The Christopher Nolan film. Have you seen it?
I have, yeah. I saw it in theaters.
And it's one that we need to see once again because it's just a real mind bender.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, I was not a big fan of Tenet when it came out. I am a big fan of Christopher Nolan, so I really wanted to like it, but ultimately I just thought it was so confusing and weird, and I didn't really think that all of it was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It drug a little bit, but just the concept Christopher Nolan has is just a visionary when it comes to scientific films, or films with science in it. In fact, from Tenet, I think there was two articles written.
Physics.
Two physics articles, papers written on it, based
on Tenet.
Could
this possibly happen?
Yeah. And what we're talking about is the movie Tenet, where the people from the future have given some people in our present a way to move time. So,
and on that note, we have to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Orchard Nutrition. If you talk about Orchard Nutrition, you talk about Joe Martino, really. Joe Martino started this store in 1982, and he did it because he was fighting through cancer at the time, and he wanted to try different things besides just medicine. Of course, he was being treated that way, but he also thought living and eating healthy would have an impact, and it obviously has. All of the produce Orchard Nutrition is 100% certified organic produce. That's ground, of course, the produce itself, the way it's handled, all the way into the store. They have a large grocery selection, vitamins, supplements, and experts in there to help you make the right choices. Best in the North State, 13 years in a row, and they eliminated the health food section in the Best of the North State, and he just retired. It's like being the world's heavyweight champion for 13 years in a row, and then they just gave him the belt and said, okay, nobody else is going to make it. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. It's a great place to go to, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
Been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Yes, and good morning, and welcome back to our Wednesday edition. Yeah, if you heard it through the grapevine, 324, that is the 24th Wednesday. How are you, everybody? And I hope you're doing well. This portion of the show, before we begin, back with Robert Burke, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Our friend Mike Huber, owner and founder of Estate Granite, does excellent work on anything that has to do with tile or any kind of form you can imagine that would, you know, have to do with stone. This guy can do it. He is into custom altering homes and has been doing so in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. And he's on Caterpillar Road. So give Estate Granite a call, especially if you are refining and remodeling, which is definitely happening right now. Hey, Robert Burke, back with us. We talked about a couple things, but why we're here, and we talked about streaming. By the way, we're back on streaming. Thank you very much for all of our engineers always diligently working to get things connected and new stuff and making it happen. But let's talk about the Oscars. But before that, the Writers Guild of America.
Right, so the Writers Guild of America, which is the body that votes on the nominations for the writing categories at the Oscars, have their own separate award show with their own separate eligibility rules. And the interesting thing about the Writers Guild of America is that there are often movies that are very popular in one category that end up not being eligible to be nominated, and that was especially a problem this year. So the nominations this year for original screenplay were Judas and the Black Messiah, Palm Springs, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago 7, and the winner here ended up being Promising Young Woman. Now, the surprise here was that The Trial of the Chicago 7 was seeming like it was going to be the original screenplay winner for a very long time. However, Promising Young Woman has been winning original screenplay at quite a number of award shows now, and it seems like that will probably be the screenplay that ends up taking it. Surprising that a writer like Emerald Fennell, who kind of came out of nowhere, could surpass somebody like Aaron Sorkin, because the Oscars and every awards body loves awarding Aaron Sorkin, and yet that's what we're seeing this year.
Now, okay, let's go into Promising Young Woman, something that is on, you know, pay-per-view. And we looked at the synopsis and thought, okay, it's really a vigilante film.
Yeah, it's a very interesting movie. It's really hard to narrow down exactly what it's about and exactly who is involved. It's a really strong movie, though. It's the screenplay definitely works really, really well. I just watched it for a second time about a week ago, and the screenplay is 100% one of the leading factors in what works in this movie.
Okay.
Because it is very creative, and it is very shocking and very twisty, and there are certain reveals where you're like, oh, where did that come from? All of a sudden.
Right.
But it works completely, and it comes out of nowhere, but in a way where it's not jarring, but still quite shocking. The ending of the movie, too, I won't go into spoilers, but the ending of the movie is pretty insane and very, very impressive. So it's a movie I would definitely recommend that people go and check out. It ended up being in my top 10 movies of 2020.
All right. And so the writer of this particular film is the one who was awarded...
Yeah, Emerald Fennell, who also directed it.
Okay.
So, in adapted screenplay, the nominations for the Writers Guild of America Awards were Borat's subsequent movie film, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, News of the World, One Night in Miami, and The White Tiger. Now, what was noticeable by its absence here was Nomadland, and that's because it didn't meet a certain rule and was ineligible. So, a lot of people... who didn't understand that were very, very shocked when Nomadland, who's projected to win this award at the Oscars, all of a sudden didn't show up with the nomination. It's because it was ineligible for certain criteria and certain reasons. The winner at the award show ended up being Borat's subsequent movie film, which was quite a surprise. It was kind of a weird category because without Nomadland, there wasn't any clear frontrunner, but Borat ended up taking it. I wouldn't say that that's any indication that at the Oscars, Borat is going to beat out Nomadland. I think there is basically no chance of that because Nomadland is a juggernaut. It's going to win Best Director, it's going to win Best Picture, and it will win Best Screenplay as well.
Okay. All right.
So, if you're looking to see a movie this weekend at the theaters, there is one movie that is coming that is new. It's called Nobody, and it is an action movie from the producer of John Wick, and it is actually in the style of John Wick.
Oh, Carl loves that stuff.
And it stars Bob Odenkirk, and it,
I love him.
I have seen the...
Better Call Sal.
Am I on? Okay. I've seen the... trailers on that.
Yeah.
And he's just like a husband and a father. And
yeah, very normal, nobody kind of guy.
And he can play that part so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you remember from his earlier things, What About Saul?
Yeah, Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
That, you know, he can play a very, And he's been in other movies.
So Bob Odenkirk plays the star for Nobody.
Right,
a
and it's an
John
action
Wick
movie.
Wannabe.
Right, and the reviews for it are actually really shining so far. Mm. It currently sits at an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the top critics are saying it is like a sassy cousin of John Wick. It is very stylized, very fun, and very intense and keeps the energy up all
Love
the way
it.
Through.
Okay.
Now, on Wednesday... a week from today, there is another big movie dropping, which will be on HBO Max and in theaters the same time, and that is Godzilla vs. Kong, which will be coming out. This movie is actually pretty important in terms of seeing how lively theaters are right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the biggest mass opening of theaters in the last month than you have in a very long time. And, you know, recent studies have shown that people seem to be ready to go back to the movie theater. Now, with HBO Max's, or Warner Brothers' whole thing, they are protected with HBO Max with this movie, but they are putting out a huge tentpole movie that would normally make probably around $150 million, $175 million opening weekend, and placing it in the middle of this pandemic. So it's interesting to see how it's going to fare.
Wonderful.
And the biggest opening weekend so far since the pandemic started was Wonder Woman 1984, which I believe made $19 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Godzilla vs. Kong hopefully can double that. I'm hoping that it can reach up to $40 million over the... at least over the 5 day, you know, since it's opening on a Wednesday, it'll have Wednesday to Sunday. And I'm hoping to see it excel, and I'm hoping that it can put some confidence in movies opening theatrically.
All right, Robert, so we have just a few minutes left. Let's talk about here locally for people listening and they want to go to the movies. What are the restrictions that are happening in our movie theaters here that you know of?
So I've been to the movies 4 times, I believe, maybe 5, and I'm going again tomorrow. And if you're wondering about what they're doing in terms of COVID precautions, there are masks required when entering the auditorium, and they are supposed to be worn anytime that you are not eating in your seat. Additionally, they are sanitizing seats between every showtime, and there is distancing between the seats. So
that's
when you
go
on,
about, yeah.
When you go on and you purchase tickets, if you order 2 tickets in the middle of a row, there will be 2 seats to the right of you and 2 seats to the left of you that cannot be purchased. They also are maxing out at 25% capacity. So
wow.
Even with a showtime, say that, you know, people are buying seats next to each other and there's spaces left open. There can still be spaces open, but once it reaches 25%, they close off the theater and the showtime is sold out.
So if you want to see a movie, just don't show up at the last minute.
Right.
Which we used to do. Just like, oh, we've got 5 minutes, let us roll in and go get a seat. You can't do that anymore because you have to go in and then pick your seat, right?
Right. And I would highly recommend getting your tickets ahead of time on Cinemark.com or on the Cinemark app or something like that, because it is very important to try to get them early. And if you show up just expecting to get tickets, there is a chance that you will not, because showtimes have been selling out like crazy for really all different types of movies.
Well, thank you so much for joining us once again. You're here once a week. That's Robert Burke, and you can always find him at theclevercritics.com. Always like to see and hear. What else are you? We've got just like, well, we're at the time anyway, so we'll see you hear from you next Wednesday.
All right. Sounds
thank
good.
You.
Thanks, Robert. Okay. Am I turned up the way I was before?
I haven't changed things since we started.
Well, okay. Maybe it's just me. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. 7:30 in the morning here on the 24th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated. They are still moving local dreams forward through all of this COVID. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, or in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue for the main branch. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $14.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
And welcome back to the morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott along with
Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our brand new computer in here to do the streaming, which means we will never have another problem, even though this morning it experienced a problem. But we got that fixed right away. Our Cracker Jack IT team was all over it. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst is the expert. He is kind of the virtuoso of windshield repairs. He guarantees his work. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and you can't even see it. Well, it's hard to see. Let me put it that way. But he doesn't do anything that will cause any type of danger to your family or yourself there. That's why he wants to get the windshields fixed and fixed correctly. If it's too big a crack or that, you know, he cannot fix it, he will send you to another glass place, like to replace the whole windshield that he trusts. That's Jeff Wurst. You will not be disappointed. Give him a call at 241-8373 for a free estimate. And he'll take a look, consultation, and you can make an appointment with that phone number or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. Okay, Suez Canal shut down.
Absolutely. There is a container ship. Let me go back to this article. There was a container ship that the largest in the world, and I don't have the specifics, caught me off guard there.
Let me finish it up then. And they've gone through the Suez Canal, dust storms, which they have, and heavy winds blew it. So it's lodged on both sides of the canal. It's that large. And usually they can have container ships passing each other, but now it's blocked the canal, which is the main thoroughfare for oil coming through it. It's on its way to Rotterdam, and they've got tugs all around, they've got tugboats all around it trying to push it and pull it to get it out of there. But as of this morning, it was still
stuck there. Yeah, 220,000 pounds. Now, it does, according to this, there's over 50 cargo ships that go through every single day through the Suez Canal, which opened in 1869, and because of breakneck pace of global shipping right now, and shipping is on a very tight schedule. Added to that, mariners have not been able to get on and off the, vehicles because of COVID restrictions. So, we're just trying to tell you that because of this large container ship that has, I think it's, let's see, it's called the Ever Given. It was built in 2018 with the length of nearly a quarter a mile. And 193 feet is among the largest cargo ship in the world. It carries 20,000 containers at a time. I'm sorry. It previously had been in ports in China, and then, like I said, it's heading to Rotterdam in the Netherlands. But because of the fact that it's stopped in the middle and kind of a, you know, it's blocking traffic, it's blocking shipping traffic. So, that, we just thought that was kind of an odd, but an interesting, you know, they have an aerial, if you go to USA Today, there's an aerial photograph of this huge ship that's just like a big old...
Well, it's they blocked. I mean, imagine being so large, the ship being so large, you can block the Suez Canal. Hey, have you ever thought about getting that perfect house? The that home, that's everything you looked for, you put all of your money into it, you're ready to go. I mean, it's everything. I mean, you paid cash because that's what the buyer demanded. So you had to take loans. You had to, you know, sell your other house. You had to take your savings.
Cash.
Get into it. Yeah. Well, when they did it, now the homeowner refuses to leave.
Ooh.
Right here in California, Riverside, California. They experienced a nightmare. More than a year later, the couple is still fighting to move into their home. He is
cash.
He demanded everything so he could move. They gave it all to him,
and
he's not leaving. We used our life savings, put together, and a hard money loan on top of that to make it happen. We own the house outright. That's our house. It's all in the contract, written, legally done. We have paid the money in his account, and they have no rights. Efforts to enlist the authorities met with frustration. Why? Here in California, the COVID rules that says that they cannot evict somebody from a home during this COVID that they just extended. No evictions when it doesn't, they have a case under a COVID tenant situation of no evictions when it doesn't fall under that at all, says their lawyer. Their transaction went through in January 2020 before any of that. It isn't a renter who's getting thrown out. It's a guy who collected all of his money. A local eviction attorney said the situation is not unheard of. At least 7 cases of this exact type situation arising. And when he contacted law enforcement, they said if you were in Arizona or Nevada, that wouldn't be a problem. But hey, you're in California, you know, the Golden State, the place that everybody wants to live. And they can't get the old owner out. It's almost, you know, it's almost humorous, except imagine what it's doing to that family. And this guy won't leave. But here's the thing. He's got the money. It's not like they can put a freeze on his assets. He's got the money. So until find some kind of way of getting him into court, but under the California COVID rules, you can't evict somebody. Well, this was before all those rules, but it still makes no difference.
On a somber note, I'd like
that
to...
That was pretty somber.
Say these names out loud.
Okay.
Denny Strong, 20. Nevin Stanisic, 23. Ricky Olds, 25. Trelona Bartkowiak, 49. Susanna Fountain, 59. Terry Laker, 51. Eric Talley, 51. Kevin Mahoney, 61. Lynn Murray, 62. Jody Walters, 65. These are the names, according to the Boulder police, that were shot yesterday by a lone gunman
whose name you will never use.
In Colorado. So our prayers and our hearts go out to this horrific rippling effect of what it is to take a life, all the families, the aftermath, the PTSD of the individuals that are the survivors that were there. I heard yesterday on the news and saw a woman that was there, and she said that she was counting the seconds between the firing.
the shots.
And knowing that, so she must know guns because she was counting 3 seconds, and her son, she went to go for the guy, and her son pulled her back and said no.
Well, you don't, if it's a pistol, you've got a, here's the thing. You want to ban high capacity magazines, which hold more than 10 rounds. It takes a person, like about a second and a half to, drop the mag and put another one in. You know, so it's ridiculous anyway.
She was counting 3 seconds.
As we found out by that police, that sheriff that got into the, whose life was, in danger by a guy that already attacked him with a club, and he shot him 12 times before the guy finally stopped. 12 times he had to shoot this guy from close range. And, I mean, the whole bottom line on this is, again, we're going to go into gun grabs, but let's when we get back from our break, let's talk about a little bit about what happened in Boulder and the aftermath, which was... It wasn't, of course, as horrendous as the people being killed. Nothing will take that away.
It was a massacre. Shopping. Any one of us could have happened any day.
But the things that happened that were said, the racist things that were said afterwards is unbelievable. From people in the media, and including who's not in the media, but it's Vice President Harris's niece. Also is included in this group. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott, 7:44 in the morning here on the 24th of March.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced, effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I like the waves sparkling.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Today, the 24th of March, 7:48 in the morning. Oh, like 46 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. At 8 o'clock, we're going to have open line, it appears. So if you've got some things you want to say, because I'm going to open up the door here a little bit on what happened yesterday. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California. Only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great place to go to. Great selections of jewelry, very fair prices, and super people down there. That's Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. You can give them a call at 222-2750. What happened yesterday in Boulder, Colorado? And Colorado has been the scene of several
Mass shootings.
Mm-hmm. You know, Columbine, then the one at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
The shooter came in and blocked the exit and had people trapped in there and started shooting. And now this latest one, it that the shooter is a Syrian immigrant that came over. I'd heard anywhere as early as age three and has lived in the United States most of his life.
All right.
He bought a rifle 6 days ago. Reports say that he was playing with it around his family, and his sister-in-law took the gun away from him and told him to stop doing that. The gun ended up back in his room. They also said that he had these are just preliminary reports. He went to high school there. He was on the wrestling team there. He had threatened to kill the whole wrestling team at one point.
Was that a red flag?
Should have been. It seems to me it should have been.
Was he been in it? Okay.
No, okay. So
I guess you can't
now,
say
there's
those
all
things.
Types of rumors. I'm not even going to get into all
right.
types of
Got
rumors,
it.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
about this, that, because the media has, I've lost my faith in the media to be telling me, you know, how, if he's linked to this or linked to that or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Right.
You know, now they did say that he had Facebook posts, that he hated Trump, or did he really hate Trump just because he called him names? I mean, people call mm-hmm. Trump names all the time, but maybe they did. So but the thing is, you can't forget those 10 people, the names you called off, and the stories behind these people.
The story, and I'm reading the stories about each individual.
They are, you know, you've got to put faces on them.
Yes.
Now, on the other hand, at the same time, where most of the people that were killed, and you have photos of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they almost all white? Are they all? I mean, if you take a look at them, the ones I've seen so far, they've been white. So it's not like somebody went in like the guy in Atlanta.
It wasn't a hate crime.
We don't know that.
Okay.
But the one in Atlanta was not a hate crime. This is what they said. Even though he killed eight,
mm-hmm.
and then two other white people, and I hate to put it that way, but they're saying that wasn't a hate crime. This is just a guy who was totally screwed up. Now, this guy that did this, there's not enough known yet to say that.
Mm-hmm.
The sad part of this is what the media and so many people said right after it, because, you know, you saw a picture of him as they were walking him out, because it appears that after he did the shooting and the police came in, he's in there yelling, I surrender, I'm naked. Supposedly he said that, and he was in his underwear, or
mm-hmm.
they got an underwear on him, and they walked him out. And because of his appearance, here it came. Another white terrorist. The number one terrorist in America is the white male. All of these things, including Vice President Harris's niece saying that. And, oh, he's alive, so he's been taken alive, so he must be white. You know, all of these things. that were going on, and he must be a white man. Everything that just, including news agencies, before they knew anything. So after that, there hasn't been any screaming about Middle Eastern male terrorist. No, it's just white male terrorist. Which, if when you describe something like that, it is textbook race, textbook racism. Because you assume it's a race, a one race that did this. That's textbook racism. And of course, it's okay because you're picking on the whites, and 51% of the people believe it. You know, whites are racist. Okay,
and males,
I just made that up.
All
okay,
right.
That believe that whites are racist.
Or white males take
white,
care
and
of
white
guns.
Males are the terrorists that do all the shooting.
Right.
Totally. Totally wrong. But that's okay. See, this one doesn't fit their narrative, except for one thing. Now they're coming after your guns again. Oh, because this man killed somebody with a...
Somebody? Killed 10
people. He killed
10
people with a rifle.
Family.
A quote, you know, one of the sporting rifles, a semi-automatic rifle. Here they come. You didn't hear this last week. When the guy shot the people, killed the Asian Americans and the other people in Atlanta because he used a pistol. So you never heard anything about it then, but because it's the rifle, now they're coming back. And you can just count on the fact that there's going to be a push for gun bans. In fact, they're already doing it. Biden has said he thinks there should be a voluntary buyback and registry of all, quote, you know, semi-automatic rifles in the National Firearms Act registry, which cost you like $1,000 for every rifle, and every semi-automatic weapon would be your pistols. Now, if you think this is just, they're just coming after your rifles, you're wrong. You are totally wrong, because it's an easy step from rifles to pistols, and then they're going to go, oh, these rifles need to be banned. Vice President Biden believes in a mandatory buyback of your private property. Now, you can see right there's going to be a problem if that ever came up. Is it possible? Oh, yeah, they can put anything they want in there. You have to remember, 50-50 and Harris votes is the tie-breaking vote. This should be, in many cases, this should be some fear coming up. Or at least some, not maybe not fear, but awareness, total awareness about what's going on here. If they banned the assault rifle once for 10 years, why did that go away? Because the facts and the evidence and all the statistics that's kept by the FBI said that a lower percent, you know, more people are killed falling through the ice and drowning. More people are beat to death with a hammer or a fist than are killed by rifles.
But
then the next step, like I said, is what is the weapon of choice of the gangbangers? And the weapon of choice in Chicago and all these are pistols. And if you don't think that after a long gun goes into it, that they won't be coming after semi-automatic pistols.
But let's not forget for a minute that this was a mass shooting, carnage. From one person that walked into, it would be like, you might as well, you know, could have gone into the zoo, could have gone into any kind of public arena like the movie theater, and just starts to take people out, like the guy in Las Vegas that just got up there in a room, and how many, 22? 22 and somewhere, and I hate to, I mean, that's a valued life. I'm sorry if I'm off on the numbers, and maybe somebody can bring that back to me, but... So, there, 6 days after the Georgia massacre and the spa left 8 people dead, people are grabbing, and I understand this is, what do we do? How do these people, well, you know, it all comes down to mental illness. I mean, the person who picks up a rifle or any kind of firearm, where they can get a hold of it, and they start to do the background, and then the sister said, I think you said in an interview, the sister, he was playing with the rifle, and said, you shouldn't do that in front of the family. Huge red flag. What are you doing with a rifle
in the question is outside
in front of the family anyway?
That they're finding is that people that have had these rifles and that or pistols is that they've all bought them legally. So
everybody has to have a background. Well, guess what? They did. The only exceptions, there's been exceptions to it, I'm sure. One of them, of course, being down in Southern California, that shooting there where the people came back into their own business that they've worked at for years and started shooting with guns bought for them by another person, which is illegal, straw purchase. So you were talking about Las Vegas, 59 people killed.
59,
in Las Vegas.
That was just a mass shooting. We had friends here in Redding that were there right, they left right before it all happened. They were out there, the country concerts. What do you do? I mean, these people, they get, anybody can get, there'll always be a black market, so anybody can end up getting,
criminals don't get their guns legally. That's just the bottom line.
Right.
They don't get it legally. And some people are going to be upset about this when I say this, but if you are a trained concealed carry person, at least you're giving yourself a chance to defend yourself and your family. And something like that, if Linda and I were in there, or many other people I know that were in there, you make sure that your family's safe. And, you know, and then that's up to you if you want to try to do something. That's totally up to you. There's nothing in the law that says you have to engage a shooter like that. But you are there, at least you'll have something, a way of defending yourself. And I'm not, you know, the fact is that more and more people are believing this. More and more people. That's why there's so many guns bought. But to be in a store where somebody comes in and starts shooting and you have no way of defending yourself unless it's throwing a number size can 3 of beans at them isn't enough. But stand by. There's going to be a lot more coming about this in the next few weeks. We're going to take a quick break from the news and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Mass shootings in Colorado and Georgia have renewed the national gun control debate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas saying, here we go again.
I agree. It is time for us to do something. And every time there's a shooting, we play this ridiculous theater.
Where he says laws are proposed that would do nothing to stop these murders. President Biden is urging the Senate to pass legislation that previously cleared the House, but one key Senate Democrat says that he cannot sign on to expanded gun buyer background checks.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says not at all. No support, that is, for the House-passed bill that would expand background checks for virtually all gun buyers. That includes just about all private sales, though it includes an exemption for family members. Manchin says he would like to see more latitude for the transfer of guns between people who know each other. As he puts it, I come from a gun culture. I'm a law-abiding gun owner. Manchin has long supported background checks for all commercial gun sales, including at gun shows. Bob Agnew reporting.
The suspect in the Colorado supermarket attack is due for his first court appearance tomorrow. 21-year-old Syrian-born man Ahmad Alyssa charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder.
Detective David Snelling says over the past few years they've had a few contacts with him, including a 2017 incident at Arvada West High School.
In that case, the subject was issued a citation by the school resource officer for assault, intimidation, and menacing.
In 2018, Alyssa was found guilty of assaulting a fellow student in class after knocking him to the floor, climbing on top of him, and punching him in the head several times. I'm Julie Walker.
The body of a missing firefighter has been recovered from the rubble of an assisted living center. It burned to the ground early yesterday morning in Spring Valley, New York. Wall Street, the Dow up 328 points, NASDAQ ahead 10, the S&P is up 27. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Brian Breck, animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Israel's latest national election proving anything but decisive, with the results still being sorted out. An update from the BBC's Yolanda Nell in Jerusalem.
Unexpectedly, a small Israeli Arab party passed the threshold for entering the parliament. Very unusually, its leader has actually expressed support for Benjamin Netanyahu, splitting off from other Israeli Arab parties. That makes him into a potential kingmaker as Mr. Netanyahu tries to form a new coalition. Also, we know already that there is one of his political rivals, former defense minister Naftali Bennett. He'll also have to win him round, it looks like, if he wants to have a chance of forming a narrow majority in the 120-seat Israeli parliament.
This was Israel's fourth election in just 2 years, a Jewish state struggling to break the political gridlock that has plagued the governing process. News and analysis at townhall.com. Legal sports gambling has become more widespread, and with it comes a new concern.
A national group that fights compulsive gambling is concerned about financial details between colleges and sports betting companies. The National Council on Problem Gambling issued a set of recommendations Tuesday for such deals. The recommendations aim to reduce the danger of students developing a gambling problem. They include not compensating the schools based on the number of people the colleges refer to sign up for sports betting. Keith Peters reporting.
A massive cargo ship has turned sideways in Egypt's Suez Canal. It's blocking traffic, the crucial east-west waterway for global shipping. Roughly 10% of the world's trade flows through that waterway. It's not clear why the vessel got into trouble, but one Egyptian official says it could take at least 2 days to right the ship. Again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow up 335 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
You know,
Why do I laugh every time?
I don't know. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR.
It's kind of like watching a Bugs Bunny cartoon. You know, you keep laughing.
And 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today's the 24th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, and Linda's got the weather.
And did you get it out? It's like Coyote, you know, when you watch, I don't even know, I haven't watched Bugs Bunny or any of that, you know, what were they called? Looney Tunes. It's been a long time, but you always knew it was going to happen, but you still cracked up.
Well, you know, when the coyote.
Yeah.
No matter what the coyote did, you knew what was going to happen. It was going to end up in disaster for the coyote. You know, and he'd end up falling 8,000 feet into this little poof of dust at the bottom of the canyon.
It still cracked you up. You waited for it.
Rocket. Anytime that he used a rocket, it didn't make any difference what the scenario was. When he got on the rocket, you just knew that it was going to end up with it exploding with him sitting on it. It was going to go, he'd catch up with the Roadrunner, and then he'd smash into a rock. I mean, it was violent cartoons.
Will you please find that for us? Play Roadrunner. Roadrunner, after I do the weather. Right. I want you to play right after I do the weather, because we've been laughing about it, and I think it'll make us crack. We need some light laughter today. By the way, partly sunny with a high near 71. It's currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. Decreasing clouds tonight with our overnight lows of 43. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 64. Friday sunny, 74. Friday night clear with an overnight lows of 45. Saturday sunny with 80. My goodness. And Sunday will be 78. We're talking about ish, you know. Monday 72 and Tuesday 74. Clear skies and beautiful, beautiful days ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, their locally owned business, veteran-owned business, out in Anderson. The Kinney family owns them and owns the company, and they've been wonderful, wonderful people in the community. 365-3793. Did you find it?
I'm not sure what you want me to find.
Roadrunner.
Just...
The cartoon. Yeah, I want you to play. Don't you have like the title song? Is there like a like the?
There you go.
I thought they might have Roadrunner, the coyote's after you.
I've never heard that song before, and I used to watch that cartoon.
Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Doom. Pat Karch is here. He'll know what I'm talking about. Test up a sign and see what a coyote can do.
Pat just ran out of the room screaming.
Oh.
Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday. You know, it's tough being a supervisor nowadays.
Oh my God! Listen, I know at one time you thought about
they're trying, and this is my opinion. All five of them, in my opinion, are trying their best to keep our county open. You've got a number of people who don't believe that, who don't believe it. There are rumors and just total mistruths being said, like the $60 million in a secret slush fund. And I said, when somebody told me that, a well-known person here in town told me that, I went, I don't believe that. I can't believe that there's $60 million in a secret slush fund that nobody knows about. And as it turns out, there isn't. So, you know, there's a lot of things if you think about it for a second, and I'm as guilty about this as anybody, I'll go, yeah, and I'll repeat it. And then after I think about it for like a second, I'll think, I can't be right. So you go back and check it. Anyway, yesterday at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, two big things were going to happen. One was they were looking at adopting a Second Amendment resolution. At Tuesday's meeting, and the board supervisor, Joe Comente, said, this is just not the time to do it. And he's right. After what happened in Boulder, the last thing you need is somebody catching and saying, oh, 10 people slaughtered in Boulder, 8 people slaughtered in Georgia, in Shasta County, California says, hey, we advocate for the Second Amendment. We're here. Here's our resolution. I mean, yes, I think there's absolutely time and a rule. There's a resolution supporting our Second Amendment. Yay. Great. Super. However, I think Joe Comente used a lot of, common sense in the face of a storm there that just said, hey, we're going to put this off for a week or so. And, I think that was the best decision for that. Now, also on Tuesday, supervisors voted 3-2 not to opt out of the state's COVID-19 colored tier system. You know, and here's the thing is, it seems to be, you know, we pay it the very best lip service to the tier system, in my opinion. We have never once in 1 year given out one ticket. We have had... rodeos. We've had big gatherings down at the bridge, Sundial Bridge. We've had restaurants open. We've had bars open. We've had bowling alleys open. Yeah, at first they were everybody was shut down, and then everybody started coming back. The reasoning behind this that it was just a symbolic thing. Voted to reject a resolution that symbolically would have taken the county out of the tiered system. Supervisors Baugh and Jones voted for the resolution. It could have been or would have been detrimental, according to Mr. Comente. All it would do is bring more attention to a county that has essentially been open for months because law enforcement and health officials have taken a non-punitive approach, educating rather than ticketing businesses. Viking Skateland. That was, not to get Senator Johansson in trouble, but he was closed down for a year. That was costing him tons of money, so he opened up again. You know, the movie theaters are opened up, but those are national brands.
and they're restricting the amount of people that you get in there. And when I go, when we, like I said, if you go bowling, there's a lot of people in there. You go to restaurants, there's people in there. The bars, if you went down to Shameless O'Leary's on St. Paddy's Day, I don't think there was a 20, I'm sorry, we've got too many people in here. It was like a vacuum cleaner sucking people in. So when some businesses have never shut down, and I'm not going to mention them, shut down once. And patrons of their business were police, firemen, city council members. And guess what? So when we go into this and we say that we've got to go to, we're going to divorce ourselves from the state of California. Nah, I don't, here's the thing. If it brings attention to you in the sense that then they turn around and they send out the ABC, and they send out the thugs from Sacramento, not our local ABC guys, because they seem to kind of like, okay, okay, I live here, okay, I'm not going to shut down a place. And if they send the thugs from Sacramento, that's going to have an impact. And I realize what, Carlos and his, keeping his place open and, saying it better be, they don't have to threaten or anything. They can just go in there and look at it, hand him a citation and walk out and then come back a week later and pull his liquor license if they wanted to and pull his liquor license. I believe this is the way it works forever. To me, we've got to take a look at this. And there's one thing is to stand up in the face of Sacramento and say, and shake our fist at them, all 1 million of us up here in Northern California, or 190,000 of us here in Shasta County, and shake our fist in Newsom's face, who doesn't even know where we live anyway, and give him a chance to take the pressure off him and come down and clobber us. Now, I could be... This is just my opinion, and my opinion is worth just what your opinion is. It's one person's opinion, but I'm not sure that pushing this and spitting on Superman, spitting on Superman's chest or his cape?
I don't know. But
pulling on Superman's cape, not that Gavin Newsom's Superman, but spitting into the wind.
But that's, you know what my opinion is?
It's time for a break.
Right here.
If you're on a highway, you're gonna go crazy. Just step aside or you might end up in a heap. Roadrunner, roadrunner, runs down the road all day. He's up the guy, you can't take a hint his way.
Here we go, chorus.
Roadrunner, the child is after you.
Boom. I'm going to have this be my new, when you call me on the phone.
Roadrunner, the child is after you. Roadrunner, if he gets
his shoes, you're through. That child is really afraid to fly.
Wait.
When will he learn that he never can
mow him down? Poor little roadrunner never got up any walk.
Just run it down the road to his side, he'll have any fun.
And
we'll
be right back after these messages.
The Roadrunner Show.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Linda Bott along with Carl this morning. Currently 49 degrees, going to be warming up today to 71 with our overnight lows of 43. I'm going to check that temperature again. I think that we may have just kind of slipped
48 degrees.
Oh, well, 49 according to my...
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy's been doing this since 1993, she and her associates. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And if you want a second opinion on your retirement plans and 401, give Judy a call. Free review and evaluation of these plans to make sure that you're being taken care of and that you're going to have enough money in your old age, as some people will get there, I'm sure. Give her a call at 221-0441 for an appointment. And she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Somebody didn't like the idea of us playing Looney Tunes with all the serious stuff going on. Hey, you know what? The last time I looked, there's still First Amendment. The last time I looked at, I can kind of pretty much play anything on a station I own that reaches hundreds of thousands of people. So if we want to play Looney Tunes,
right after now.
I went off on a rant about keeping our rights under the Second Amendment and talking about that, how important the Second Amendment is, well, that's fine. You get your chance at that. And I will take that in consideration when I ignore it the second time. Okay, 8:21 in the morning, and the world. Do you feel like the world right now that we knew is slipping away? Does anybody feel like that? That all the things that are happening, like let's get to the border. Why do I talk about the border every day? It's because every day it gets worse. Now, people without COVID tests, not even given a court date, are being sent away from the border. I gave the statistics yesterday about 221% rise in since last year at the same time. The fact that the Biden administration refuses to call this a crisis,
that when they were asked when he's going to the border, he says, he didn't know if he's going to go. And Vice President Harris, this is my favorite thing. When they asked her, she laughed. She laughed. Well, you know, the border happens to be one of the two things that makes a nation. A border. Another one is a shared language, in this case, English. Then you can get into other things when you go past that. What is the government supposed to do? Are they supposed to send millions of dollars to a country in East Africa for transgender changes? No. No. No, they're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to do keep the border safe, keep the border safe, and work on the infrastructure. And now after this almost $2 trillion bill for the COVID relief, of which $9 billion of it goes to COVID and the money, all the rest of the money goes someplace else, now they're talking about a $3 trillion bill for the infrastructure, of which $1 trillion of that goes to the infrastructure, you know, roads, highways, bridges, all that stuff. The other $2 trillion, other things. I'm sorry, but who's paying for this? I mean, it's bad enough that we've got this huge debt on us, but then to add in the last, you know, last month, $2 trillion to it, and then now be talking about another $3 trillion. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to raise taxes, according to the Biden administration, but just on that top 2%. And if you believe that, my friends, then you have been chewing on cot. And if you ask yourself, what is cot? That is a plant that Somalians would chew on. It's very similar to marijuana, and they chew it all day.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gave them a different outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
So if I tell you, hey, you've been chewing cot, that's exactly what I mean. If you don't think that this tax is raising the business tax, okay, so you raise the business tax by 5%. Where do you think they, you know, where do you think that rolls down to? It rolls down to you and me. And I can say that most of us are in my we category. You know, we have, you know, we try to save a little money. We try to improve our business. We try to buy things that keep us alive and all this. And then that's going to roll down. So gas prices are going up now. Did Biden have anything to do with that? Not really. Because it's that time of the year, plus with COVID, because they start shifting over to the summer gas, which takes longer to generate. Plus, it's just more expensive to do that. But what will it look like, say, a year from now, or less than a year from now, when the oil we're not producing oil like we did before? So there's a problem there. So anytime you start talking about taxing the very rich, who, by the way, have got, what, dozens of CPAs and lawyers to make sure they don't pay too much anyway, it's going to roll down to us. But going back to the border, 100,000 people, and this could continue where we have well over 1 million people released into our country on some kind of asylum, or we don't have enough people to run them down to, you know, we just have to just kind of clear the border because they're sleeping shoulder to shoulder. Little kids are sleeping shoulder to shoulder with aluminum blankets on, the survival blankets. And we continue to have the Biden administration have a journalist blackout. For the first time, they said, well, you can send in one camera team. And then they can take videos they'll give to everybody. How can you do that? Did Trump ever do that? Did he keep the journalists out of there? And of course, you know, our Cracker Jack journalists were showing pictures of kids in cages that they said were Trump's, but of course that was under the Obama administration. And now it's worse. And what's being done? I guess that should be the question that I would ask is, what are you doing? How are you fixing this? What is your solution to this? When you gave the impression and said the words, hey, we're going to take down those walls, you just turned it loose. And last night I started to watch a documentary on the corruption in Mexico from National Geographic. And you just can't believe the corruption in Mexico. But a portion of it was how they're pushing people through Mexico.
from Guatemala and Venezuela, and how they're coming up through there. And a 17-year-old says, "I didn't have a job. I didn't have a place to sleep, and so I want a better life. So I'm going to America, along with thousands of her friends that were in this caravan." I'm looking at this, and I'm, you know, these people, the vast majority of these people are not bad people. I mean, I don't have a problem with them as individuals, but you have to be able to control the borders. You have to be able to say, we've still got a pandemic. They keep telling us there's a pandemic going on, though you'd have a tough time finding it in many places. And yet we're letting people come across the border that aren't tested for anything, tuberculosis, for anything. And guess what? Tuberculosis is still rampant through the third world countries. We're not testing them for that. We're not testing them for COVID. In every case, we're not testing them. We're just turning them loose like it's okay. And if that doesn't bother you, if that's not enough for you to write a letter to Feinstein and say, what's going on down there? Nancy, does anybody have control of the border? At which time you'll get back a set response that says, well, thank you very much for writing to Senator Feinstein, and would you like to donate $25 to your next campaign?
We're going to take an early break. When we come back, I've got some stuff to share with you. Jared's looking for a clip that hopefully has clean language in it. If you suffered from orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains, stop by Prohab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back in action. Give them a call at 530-533-5030 today. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you
see the bill we all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
And so glad to be with you this Wednesday. Hey, Turtle Bay Auction, that kind of slipped in there. Congratulations, because that happened last weekend. And it was a beautiful display of how some things can go virtual. You know, times are changed. We all have experienced it in so many ways. Just what it is to have to mask up. I mean, having your hair done and having to wear a mask while you have your hair done or colored is just not a fun experience. I know this sounds trite, but going in and just having this mask as a responsibility, of course we're doing it because there is a pandemic. Of course. But it is, times are a-changing. So, anyway, so congratulations to Turtle Bay. They did a wonderful, display of, showing the animals and what Turtle Bay does and then having people with watch parties. They did a great job. So, also in the news, Dave Chappelle, the comedian, who, we tried to find a clip, and I'm laughing because Jared was in there trying to find a clip without somebody. He does drop the F-bomb a lot and other things that we can't run on the air, but we happen to like him and think that he does interesting commentary. You know, his shows or his, specials are very interesting. So, in the news, Dave Chappelle is heading to Connecticut for a set of shows, and the comedian is requiring audience members to get a rapid COVID-19 test before entry. The entertainer, 47, is performing at Foxwoods Grand Theater in Connecticut June 25th and 26th. The venue said any individual who tests positive or is accompanied by someone who tests positive will not be allowed in but get a full refund. Fully vaccinated guests also have to undergo testing. Get this. And I think this is really interesting. Everyone also needs to wear a mask, and these seats will be socially distanced. And per usual, Dave Chappelle's usual restrictions, there are no cameras, phones, or recording devices allowed. He had tested positive for coronavirus, and after going through that, he's still doing socially distanced shows and has done so in Ohio since June last year, and moved to Austin during the winter. I think this is interesting, and this is kind of, Carl, is a way that entertainers are getting out there. I did see a recent, I don't know if it was him interviewing people or he was somewhere in his hometown of Ohio where he lives and walks about in the community and does, they have like a barn or like a theater, and it's him out there with the mask and everybody in the audience with masks.
Out in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched it together.
Well,
I don't know if he was interviewing people or was he...
It was a special on him, but the Dave Chappelle, who is an equal opportunity attack dog on different groups of people, including his own audiences that say, you know, things that you all are laughing at right now and you're rolling around in the aisles, and he says, you're my greatest fear, because 5 years from now you can turn on me on something I said and completely destroy my career. You can change my career like you did Kevin Hart's, because they found something that Kevin Hart had tweeted 12 years before about his son and playing with dolls, and they said was homophobic. And so he was taken off the Academy Awards that year. One of the byproducts of COVID, you know, we talk about all the collateral damage, right? Gosh, you know, kids, you know, in Shasta County, the amount of kids getting failing grades is up 72%. 72%. And this is from the statistics given to us by the schools themselves. But other things happen, you know, the fact that we know there's trauma in people's lives and all this. But what about the trauma that you don't even recognize you're doing? The American Dental Association survey found that more than 70% of dentists report an increase of patients with teeth grinding and clenching problems, conditions often associated with stress. You know, that they're clenching their teeth, teeth are chipping, crowns are being ripped out. And you don't even think about it. You know, I mean, you can be doing it at night. You can be grinding your teeth at night for these things. But 70% increase on that. Another bit of collateral damage from our COVID, and what's going on. But, you know, my heart is still going out to the kids out there that, you know, they're just starting to go back to school after a year. Some of them aren't going back to school, or they're going for one day. You know, the impact that has on families and on those kids, it's still, nothing has changed with this. And I was talking about it yesterday to a young lady down at the eye doctor, Dr. Sumption, and she is going to school at Shasta College, but she is also an actress, and her fiance is a director of things that happen at Riverview, a Riverfront Playhouse, has done like Clue and other large productions, and we talked about how here we are with Riverfront Playhouse. Beautiful new venue, and you can't do anything. Can't do anything down there. We talk about all the theater and the people at Axiom and Cascade and all these theatrical productions that have not been put on. The Cascade is still dark. Civic Auditorium is still dark. And yet we're going to be running the rodeos. And I understand rodeos are outside, and even then, rodeos are limiting the amount of people they're going to have in there, but at least we're having rodeos again if you're lucky enough to get a ticket. So the bottom line on it, though, is that this is still impacting on people. People have, and kids in schools, you know, bands now, they're not able to participate in band theater, at least athletics. Some of the sporting events have opened up again for our kids, and because that is what keeps, you know, a lot of our children balanced is the physical activity. But if you are a singer or you play an instrument or anything like that, that still hasn't come back yet. So if your teeth are hurting, just know that 70% increase in teeth grinding has occurred. I'm going to take an early break right here, and we're going to be right back after these messages. 8:42 in the morning, 46 degrees out there here on the 24th of March.
Sunshine beating on the good times, moonlight raising from the grave. String band playing more, that honky tonk's pretty young thing going dancing in the rain.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:46 in the morning here on the 24th of March, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, on Athens, right across the old subway there, is a better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They, take appointments only, but they've done that since before COVID. It wasn't COVID caused them to do that. So you can reach them at 244-9478. I'm going down today at 1:30 around that to, sometime this afternoon. I'm not sure exactly when to get my hair cut. At the Man's Last Stronghold, the only place that I've had my hair cut in Redding, California, so I can say truthfully, they are the best barbershop I've ever gone to in Redding, California. Okay, have you been following this incident in the Congress where there is a Republican from Iowa beat her opponent in, or one beat her? won the election for the House of Representatives by 6 votes. it was recounted twice, and then it was certified by the Iowa House, like it's supposed to be. Well, since she's come into the House of Representatives, Ms. Pelosi and has decided that, no, I'm sorry, we're going to have to take a look. They've thrown their support behind an effort to replace Miller Meeks, which is her name, with her opponent, Rita Hart. After Ms. Miller Meeks has been sitting in Congress for 2 months, representing Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. And so you ask yourself, how can they do this? Despite a bipartisan group of election officials in Iowa voting 5-0 to certify Ms. Miller Meeks after a recount, now Nancy Pelosi has changed her tune about, oh no, the states have ratified it. If you remember during the Trump administration, during the election for president, oh no, you gotta let those states, you can't question them. No, you can't question them. Now she's not trusting states to certify their own elections. And so this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to steal this seat from the Republican who won by a overwhelming majority of 6 votes and take it away from her. Absolutely, you talk about the epitome of hypocrisy. And if you have hypocrisy, if you look it up in the dictionary, there's Nancy Pelosi's face. Hypocrisy, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, how can they do this? Miller Meeks took a jab, subtle jab, posting a picture of Twitter of the letter from the speaker. And she was congratulated on winning her spot and looking forward to working with her in a bipartisan way. This, of course, came from Nancy Pelosi. So something has happened. The Democrats took a terrible beating in losing seats, which they never expected to happen. And just like in the Senate, where the Republicans lost 2 seats in Georgia. So.
Ongoing and in some cases debilitating problems with thinking affected a large majority of COVID-19 patients who were never sick enough to be hospitalized, according to a study published Tuesday in the Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology. This is something that we came across today and thought that we would share. The research from Northwestern Medicine in Chicago is based on an analysis of 100 COVID-19 long hauler patients whose symptoms have lasted at least 6 weeks. All originally had a mild illness, sore throat, cough, or low-grade fever. But what they're finding out is that there is a brain fog as a report of a symptom, with 81% of respondents reporting ongoing issues with memory and thinking. 68% said they had headaches, and more than half said they had problems with loss of taste and smell, numbness and tingling, and muscle pain. Most were women, with an average of 43 less common symptoms, including dizziness, blurred vision, and tinnitus. Symptoms tended to come and go over a period of months. Most patients improve over time, but not at all. Just 64% said they felt better after 5 months. But these are the lingering effects that do happen, according to this study, with this continual brain fog that happens after you've had COVID-19 or COVID, excuse me, and not the shot, but the COVID, what people talk about it, that there is a brain fog that continues afterwards. I thought that was interesting with a study, and that we would bring that to your attention today.
Well, some of the things in here, when I read these from the chat room, I really like the chat room. I like reading different things in it that, why don't you look at the, why aren't you there at the Board of Supervisors meetings, or why aren't you calling in? Well, if I don't want to, I don't want to. If I can keep up on it by looking at it later on the videotapes of watching people in there yelling and screaming and other people falling asleep up there on the dais, I can do it that way. I happen to work for a living. And my main comment on this is that everybody that's ever run for the Board of Supervisors, and every sitting Board of Supervisors, when I ask the same question, And I've asked it for over 10 years. Why don't we have an evening Board of Supervisors meeting on a regular basis? You know, once a month. And, you know, I've heard answers from, well, you know, it'd be overtime for everybody and blah, blah, but it essentially is we're not smart enough to figure it out. That's the bottom line from the Board of Supervisors. We can't figure out how to have one at 6 p.m. at night or in different areas. You know, they may be trying to change that right now, but it's been 10 years, for it. I know that the, City of Reading has them every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. So you can get more people there. So, you know, people, you know, a lot of people work at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's a question I've had. And, but to be attacked by Happy, you need to go out and stand in the beautiful bright sunshine, take some deep breaths. Okay? And watch out for those chemtrails. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've got two questions for you, Carl. Did the district attorney ever reschedule a meeting with you there at the, on your program for sometime in the future? And also the second question.
What was the first one again?
About the district attorney.
Oh, the district attorney is supposed to be on. Okay. She's on the third Thursday of every month. She has not been on because she is in the middle of a homicide case. I saw her just the other day, in fact, and she, you know, she apologized, but she is one of the very few district attorneys, and I'm not talking assistant district attorneys, but the head honcho here that actually tries cases. And she got into this, she's in this homicide case right now. Carlton, Benito, none of them ever tried a case, and she's trying this case. That's why she hasn't been on, but she will come on as soon as that case is finished.
Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah.
And my next question is, that friend of yours that they takes people out hunting and fishing and stuff like that, and we talked about the wolves. And are you going to be able to have those?
Yeah, we're trying to get, you know, right now they're right in the middle of turkey season, and they're guiding and things like this. But as soon as we can break him loose from something like that, we'll have him in. But I'm also, again, still trying to get an answer back from the Fish and Game. They don't like coming on the show. They don't like answering questions because the local ones, you know, if somebody asks them a statewide question, they can't answer it. Something as simple as, what do you think about this? Like I said, it's difficult to get them on. But we can still get Perry back on and Ted and Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners California. I called Sam late trying to get him on today. I imagine he's really busy to talk about all these things he's seen since the shooting in Boulder, looking at it from a California state level. It, you know, the state of California has no depth. They won't try to reach when it takes away your rights on the Second Amendment. They wouldn't do anything like this on your freedom to speak or your, you know, quote, freedom of religion, except shut down all the churches, which they did.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was my thing, was I would hope that one of the game wardens would at least, you know, have the cojones to, or send somebody to let us ask some questions. So, anyhow, thank you very much, Paul.
You bet, Ron. Okay. Tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to have Mayor Aaron Reznor will be with us in the morning. A lot of questions about, you know, things going on. You know, it was somebody called in yesterday who they may have been Ron. No, it was somebody else. I'm sorry. They called in who was at the gym and started working out with the with a gentleman who comes down from Chick-fil-A. From the Texas office to help him, get started in all this, and how huge this has been. This has been like the biggest opening they've ever had. You know, I mean, $70,000 a day.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Just like the
Kentucky. Where are all these people coming from to drop that kind of money per day?
Well, it's not. They all don't drop $70,000. This is like a bunch of people, honey.
Yeah. A bunch of people, but
hundreds, maybe even, you know what? Maybe
so
it's
what's
a thousand.
The weight in the
Think about this. 1,000 people come through there, which is, and not, I wouldn't think would be unusual, and they average $7 a piece, hey, or 500 or 600 okay. people that average $12 a piece. You know, it adds up.
So the lines are going all the way back to Outback, all the way to the mall.
Now, Linda and I got in line. There was nobody in line, and we pulled right in there, there was nobody in front of us.
We haven't been, We'll have an experience.
Would you let me finish the story? Okay. We got in line. We finished. There was no line. We drove right up and said, look at us. We're first in line. Yeah.
That was Sunday.
On Sundays, they're closed. Just in case you didn't know that Chick-fil-A always closes on Sunday. No, we knew that. It's just a joke. But what he said was, I love Reading. Reading seems like people are so friendly, and all these things. And so the question
cool.
was, well, would you, think about moving here? He goes, no. He says, your homeless problem and your trash problem is unbelievable. And so our listener said, what about Austin? Oh, no, he says Austin is lost. And there's, and Houston is getting that way. He says, but here, if you look at by capita, it just seems like there's more. There's more homeless and there's more of this. Now, this is somebody that, and again, this is, a conversation relayed to us from a listener.
Yeah, so this is third or fourth removed.
It's first, it's just first hand, but it's still like, this is what he heard from him. And so you have to say to yourself, like when Erin comes in tomorrow, I'll give her a brief, update on that kind of stuff. What are we doing? I know that they've cleaned up Yuba Street, but the only thing they did was move them down to behind the Moore's Flour Mill there, and other things that are happening. All the great things that are happening down here. Why are we still having problems? Has this taken second place to it? We're getting another neighborhood police unit, which is obviously a great step forward, and yet we still are having problems with transients, homeless, trash on the streets, graffiti. We have graffiti. Somebody graffitied the back of the building right here in Chevron Square. We never used to have that problem, and now it got graffitied the other day. And this person must be – I've seen his stuff around town, so he's pretty – I'm not sure who it is. He does good work. Anyway, tomorrow, Mayor Erin Ressler, everybody have a great day today. I'm sorry if we just don't do everything you want on the show. It'll never happen. So, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. You can figure out if you're a good guy or not.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.